6 days from now, when the NCAA basketball committee fills out its 65-team bracket, fans will start predicting a Final Four and wonder who will cut down the nets in Minneapolis on April 2nd. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
You like this week, don't you?
This is the best week of the basketball season as far as I'm concerned, because as you said, next week everybody gets involved. All of corporate America thinks that the tournament belongs to them. They all show up and geek it up at the Final Four. But this week is when the little guys get their chance to shine. This is the week when the one-bid leagues have their tournaments. I was listening on Saturday night to a replay of the Austin Peay play-by-play guy calling the last seconds of their loss at the buzzer to Eastern Illinois. And he sounded so brokenhearted that I thought to myself, those are the moments that make college basketball special, because it means so much to these schools just to get to play in the NCAA tournament, and that's what they're trying to qualify for right now.
It was quite a moment in Louisville on Saturday.
You mean on Friday? Well, when Denny Crum stepped down?
Yeah, but Saturday he won his last regular season game.
He won his last regular season game. It's very emotional. But we talked last week about Denny Crum and the fact that he was probably going to be forced out. And at least to his credit, he made them pay $7 million for him to willingly put on the blindfold and stand in front of the firing squad on Friday.
Now, what about your alma mater, Duke, going into Chapel Hill, beating North Carolina?
Well, that was very surprising, given that their center, Carlos Boozer, had gotten hurt in the loss to Maryland on Tuesday. They were very downhearted. I think a lot of people, myself included, thought they had very little chance to win that game. And they went in and they took 38 three-point shots, Bob. Nobody shoots the ball from inside the three-point line anymore. Imagine Duke taking 38 three-point shots. But on this particular day, the shots went in. They pull the upset and tie for first place in the ACC. But again, I think the game that was most exciting yesterday was when Chattanooga lost at the buzzer to UNC Greensboro with an NCAA bid, I can say that, on the line.
Now, why are they having 65 teams instead of the usual 64?
Ah, that's the $65,000 question. Because there's one more conference that was created last year, the Mountain West Conference. And rather than reduce the number of at-large bids from 34 to 33, they've just increased the number of automatic bids from 30 to 31. And you'll be shocked, Bob, I know, shocked to learn that the two teams that will be hurt by this and have to play an extra game, a play-in game, on Tuesday before the tournament starts are schools from the small conferences, because the power conferences said, oh, we can't possibly play an extra game or lose one of our bids, and they're the ones who run the tournament.
Would that include the Patriot League?
The Patriot League will not be in the play-in game. It's rated higher than that. It's rated 24th out of the 31 conferences. So it will not be one of the two teams that will play in that play-in game. And Holy Cross and Navy will play the Patriot League championship game on Friday, because they have to wait 5 days for ESPN to tell them that it's okay to go ahead and play.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.